This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced that sixth generation of Indian origin citizens in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizen of India OCI cards, allowing them to live and work in India without restrictions. Addressing an event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestral land and deepen their connection with India. During his speech, Mr. Modi congratulated Trinidad and Tobago for becoming the first nation in the Caribbean to adopt UPI. He said, "Adopting UPI is not just beneficial to Trinidad and Tobago, but for India as well."
India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, has revolutionized digital payments. Nearly 50% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. I congratulate Trinidad and Tobago for being the first country in the region to adopt UPI.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Kamala Prasad Bisesar, has announced that PM Modi will be conferred with the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, the Caribbean nation's highest civilian honour. During his two-day visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and will address a joint session of the Parliament later in the evening. He reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his five-nation tour last night and was accorded a ceremonial guard of honour. On the next leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. The discussions will review ongoing cooperation and explore ways to enhance the strategic partnership between the two nations. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that formally commenced yesterday is going on smoothly from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. The Yatri movement started early morning from both routes under strict security cover. Over 3,000 devotees were allowed towards Chandanwadi on Pahalgam route early this morning. More than 7,700 pilgrims were allowed from Baltal Gandharbal base camp towards the sacred cave shrine. Officials said over 5,600 pilgrims had darshan at the holy cave by 12 noon. The spell of monsoon rain continues intermittently in Himachal Pradesh. The Met Department has issued a warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning in most parts of the state from July the 5th to the 8th. In view of this, an orange alert has been issued for the next 4 days. According to the State Emergency Operations Centre, 69 people have died and 37 are still missing during this monsoon season so far. The Met Department has warned that monsoon activity is likely to intensify over the next few days, which may lead to landslides in the hilly regions, uprooting of trees and rising river levels. Meanwhile, due to heavy rainfall over the past few days, normal life remains disrupted in many parts of the state. Mandi district has been the worst affected by heavy rainfall, cloudbursts and landslides, where 20 people have died and 31 others are reported missing during this monsoon season. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu has directed all officials to expedite relief and rescue operations across the state. Russia has accepted the credentials of a new ambassador of Afghanistan, making it the first nation to recognize the Taliban government of the country. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry said Moscow saw good prospects to develop ties and would continue to support Kabul in security, counterterrorism and combating drug crime. In cricket, England will resume play at the overnight score of 77 for 3 on day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In Wimbledon tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji entered the second round of the men's doubles event in London yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.